Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and we have a great topic to share with you today on praise changes the atmosphere. And some of you are going to have shifts, changes, and transitions in your life after today's program. I just know it by the Spirit. And Joshua, it's great to have you,
thank you,
here today. You got to just give me a little bit of space because I'm totally loaded drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. Just prior to us filming this, the studio had a visitation of the dew of the Lord falling on us. And then I went into a spiritual encounter, and I'm not quite out of it yet, but we're rolling the
it's
tape.
Amazing.
So
it's amazing.
Praise the Lord. We'll get through this. But if I go out, just carry on, okay? But today we want to talk about the subject of praise changes the atmosphere. And of course, we've got this CD of yours, which is teaching, but plus praise. It's just, praise. But this has an impartation. I got to tell you what this CD did for me. You had given me a little homemade copy of this, I think out of a computer or something, years ago. And we at the time were just going into, we were just going into a new level of media. And when you go into a new realm that God lets you possess and occupy, there's giants in that realm, invisible, you know, principalities that you haven't met before.
They say with every new level, there's another devil.
That's exactly it. Right. And so we had just hit this new level, and we were getting acquainted with the warfare on that level. So we were kind of fighting through the oppression and that. And I remember one day I just woke up and I was fighting through some things. I was making decrees of the Word of God against this oppression that we were feeling. And I saw the CD sitting there on the counter, so I put it in the CD player.
Right.
And it was you with Praise Changes the Atmosphere. And it was awesome. I listened to it and it was just like, by the time I finished, all I could do is praise changes the atmosphere.
Praise changes
the atmosphere. And it's like all the warfare lifted, and it was like an open heaven landed. And it was like for days, I just, and it was just like a rough CD. It was just like this message that was so real from the heart, so heartfelt, so anointed, that it just got on the inside of me. So I made everybody around me listened to it at the time. Say, you gotta listen to this, you know. And so we all entered that realm of praise that brought breakthrough. Now, since that time, because it was such a real experience at that time, I do it a lot now, especially you know, I need breakthroughs or whatever. You don't have to wait until you need a breakthrough. But, I mean, when I need a breakthrough, I find that praise is one of the biggest weapons, but it's also one of the greatest door openers for new realms.
Right. That's praise. The truth. That's the truth.
So tell us everything you know about praise.
Well, there's a lot to be said about praise because it's something that God's given to each and every person. It's that sound of eternity. It's a sound of victory. It's a voice of faith.
Yes,
that's really what it is. You can't praise for too long without coming into the victory because it is the victory.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that God's showed us is that we don't praise because of what we're going through.
Right.
We praise because of what he showed us we're about to go to.
Right.
And so in that praise, all of a sudden it moves you from today into your tomorrow.
Right.
It's like it brings the purposes of God to you. There's something about that praise that pulls the future into today, into the now. And when you begin to praise, it is the greatest breaker into victory, into new realms, into new levels. And that whole sound of praise, it's amazing how that CD even came about, was that God just dropped this message into my spirit on my way into the meeting. God just dropped it in my spirit. Praise changes the atmosphere. Just began to give, the revelation just began to open up and unfold in my life that there was nothing that praise couldn't do for me, that my praise was bigger than my problem. And so in the midst of whatever you're facing, you can always praise because that's what's going to get you through. And so I went into the meeting that night and just began sharing, and then we began praising and singing and kind of going back and forth and in the Word and then into testimony and going through this thing. It was just like all interwoven together, and the whole congregation, they were up and down and praising and dancing and shouting and sitting and crying and laughing. And it's like God just did this amazing thing. We took that CD after it was recorded. It was never intended to be something that was publicly given around. But there was an impartation, like you said, on that album for what we were experiencing and what God had dropped in my spirit. And so we took it, and even on the way home from that meeting, we were listening to it in the car. We were driving through a snowstorm in Pennsylvania. And when we got to Pennsylvania, all this snow was falling down on the road. And we just began praising. Praise changes the atmosphere. Our praise changes the atmosphere. And I kid you not, we began to see the snow move from our side of the road over just to the other side of the road. It continued to snow on the opposite direction, but in the way that we were going, it was completely cleared. And so God cleared a way for us, and we just kept on going. And I tell you, our praise went to a whole new level. It's like when you see the breakthrough, it gives you another breakthrough.
I know, that's what I was just going to say. The thing about this is, because when you praise, your focus is on the greatest one in the universe.
Exactly.
And so it's like all of a sudden everything else, if it's a problem or even a victory, it looks dim in the light of the greatness of who God is.
Totally.
Right? And so you start to praise Him. And it's like not only does it give you the victory, but the victory you come into pales in the light of the next thing you see in the midst of your praise.
Right.
So it actually accelerates you into realms of the miraculous like nothing else. So you don't have to praise just because you're going through a hard time or because you have a need. You can praise God in the midst of one big breakthrough or a big blessing. You start to praise Him and it opens up the way for more.
Right. And I've found that sometimes we'll begin to praise and we don't even know why we're praising, but God put it there. The Bible says in Hebrews that He creates the fruit of our lips. He's asking for the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, which declares His name. Isaiah says God creates the fruit of our lips. So He's the one that's created the praise on the inside. And sometimes we begin to praise and we don't even know why we're praising or why this victory sound's coming out. But what we're doing is we're getting the miracle before we get the problem. We're getting the breakthrough before we even get the stumbling block.
Exactly. I love it.
And so it's like we move from praise to praise, and we're moving from miracle to miracle, glory to glory.
I love
it. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So you can praise. It's like leapfrog. Here's the problem. Here's the praise. You praise and you leap right over the problem into the victory.
Right.
So you get your miracle without the problem. Right. I like that.
Isn't it amazing to live from victory to victory instead of from problem to problem?
It is amazing. Yeah. Well, on your CD, you shared a story about India and about the rain. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You got to share that. That was amazing.
We were in India ministering, and there was a drought in the land. In the rainy season, the rain never came. In the dry season, the rain wasn't coming, and it was just really bad. I mean, they were telling us, you know, you can't take a shower, you can't, you know, you only have this amount of time to use water, and all this kind of, there's stipulations on everything. And God just put it in our spirit just to begin to talk about rain, prophesy rain, praise about the rain. So every time I got up to sing on the keyboard, the only thing I could do was declare that it's going to rain, that God's sending His rain. The Bible says to ask the Lord for rain in the time of rain. So even if it doesn't look like rain in the natural, if you can see it in the spirit and God shows it to
that's
you, then you praise Him for what He's about to do.
Right.
And so that's what we begin to do. We can begin to praise about the rain and praise Him for sending the rain. And sure enough, in the meetings, there was no rain. We kept on praising. There was no manifestation. Some people were saying, don't sing that anymore. You know, the rainy season came. There was no rain in the rainy season. Now it's the dry season. It's drought. We're not going to have the rain. But your praise goes above doubt and unbelief.
Amen. And it goes above natural circumstances.
Exactly. It goes beyond what you see in the natural. You get your praise from the supernatural.
Yeah.
And so that's what we were doing. We pulled it down. And I remember we moved on to the next city. And when we got to the next city, in our hotel, we got a phone call from the pastor's wife. She said, you never believe it is beginning to rain.
I love
but
that.
But because the rain began to come, people had heard night after night us to declare the rain. When the rain began to come, the people began to pile in and show up at the church because they saw the evidence of what God had spoken, what God was doing.
Before we started the program, I was in an encounter, and I can't go into all the encounter on the air here right now, but the Lord showed me India. So it's like, and I'd forgotten that this this story about India and the rain.
Right.
And I just want to say that if you've got a heart for India, or if you're in India or from India, God is moving big time in India.
Jesus.
Whoa. And He showed me that the roar of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is roaring over India right now. And religious spirits are going to start fleeing, and people are going to come into freedom in the Spirit of God. Revival rain is hitting India, and especially in the area of entertainment media and communications. God is going to land on that nation big time and use it in a powerful way. So if you have a love for India, pray into that. Or if you're Indian, start rejoicing, start praising right now, because I tell you, this is a true word from the Lord.
Thank you,
watch
Jesus.
India. Watch India in the newspapers. There's shifts. There's things are going to be challenged. And God, you know, the line of the tribe of Judah, the line of war is roaring. And there's going to be things that are going to move out of their place in order for God's glory to come into place. Hallelujah. Well, start praising right now, because praise changes the atmosphere. We'll be right back. Well, praise changes the atmosphere for sure. And we've got Joshua Mills with us. And just before we took the break, I was giving a word about India. And then during the break, Joshua, you were sharing with me something that happened just yesterday.
Yesterday, my son said that he wanted to go to India. And I believe that God put that on his heart. And today now, God's giving these words. And I feel like there's a new praise that's coming to India among the people. God's literally imparting a new praise. And I feel like it's a sound of victory that's going to cause politics of corruption and areas of deception that have even been within the church. I believe that those walls are coming down, and that there's a praise that overcomes. It's going to bring them into victory and into a whole new level of experiencing the glory of God. The glory is coming to India.
Woo!
It's coming at a new level to India.
And I see a new honor toward that nation. There's something like a honor. God's going to like release honor towards the nation of India. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And we're very thankful for Indians creating really good food.
Yes.
Thank you,
Tandoori
India.
Thank
we
you.
Love your food. Anyways, back to praise changes the atmosphere. In the Bible, you know, like our New Testament history, when the church first started, it wasn't all a big picnic.
Right.
They were big praisers, of course, and big followers of Jesus, but they ended up in some tight spots, like prison.
They did, right? And you know, the amazing thing, we read about Paul and Silas, right?
Yeah.
And they were going around and doing what God had called them to do. And here there's this demonized woman that's following them around. And the Bible says that she was saying all the right words, but it was coming from the wrong spirit.
Right.
And so they ended up casting the devil out of her. And the people that were making money off this woman, they got upset.
They did.
Because now
they lost their living.
Right. They lost their living. And so this woman got set free, which is an amazing miracle. And everyone should rejoice that this woman's free. But now people are upset because they're making money. So now they can't make money that way. So they take Paul and Silas, who were doing what God had called them to do. They weren't in the wrong time at the wrong season or the wrong place at the wrong time. They were doing exactly what God had told them to do.
And sometimes people think that if something, you know, like bad happens to you, you get assaulted, it's because
you were
not
doing the
pleasing God.
Right, or you're doing the wrong thing, wrong place.
It's not always the case. In fact,
it
sometimes
isn't.
It's the exact opposite.
Right, exactly. So they got thrown in the prison cell, and the Bible says it was the middle of the night. They were in the middle of the prison. I imagine it was very cold. It was damp. There was probably just a lot of smell of death and just stench in that place. But the Bible says that Paul and Silas, they didn't sit there and wallow in their sorrows.
No, they didn't.
But I imagine Paul looked at Silas and said, Silas, we don't have the key in our hand, but we've got a key in our mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about our praise. Our praise changes the atmosphere. There's not one situation, one circumstance that we can be locked out of favor, locked out of blessing. When you've got the key in your mouth, the praise changes the atmosphere. It will get you out every single time. Paul and Silas, they began praising in the middle of the prison. And the Bible says that all of a sudden a manifestation of God's glory came down into the prison, began shaking the walls, the doors flung wide open. But not only did Paul and Silas get set free, the Bible says the jailer and his whole family were saved also.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
They
were
amazing.
In the right place at the right time. It looked like it was the end. It looked like this punishment was coming to them.
Yeah.
What's this all about? But if we can learn to praise in the middle of the situation, the Bible says, praise the the Lord, you servants of the Lord, you who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the middle of the night. That's not the time to stop. That's not the time to wallow in your sorrows when you feel like it's a midnight hour. That's the time to stand up and lift up your hands in the sanctuary and just begin to praise the Lord, because that's what gets you through and that's what breaks you out. Paul and Silas, they got released from the jail cell. Not only them, but now the jailer and his whole family were affected. Yeah. And there's some people, I feel even right now, that there's some people that are watching this show saying, I feel like I'm in the midnight hour, but God says, just praise a little bit longer, praise a little bit louder. You're going to get out. And also those around you, it's going to be your family, it's going to be your household, it's going to be your co-workers. There's a whole release that's coming through praise and worship.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, boy, that was powerful. There's miracles got released with that declaration.
Wow.
That's what happened with Paul and Silas, as they started praising with all their heart. I mean, they had no fear of man. That's what I loved about them. They did.
Right.
They were just so focused on God. It wouldn't matter if they were in a ditch, in jail, in a synagogue, whatever. They were committed to praising their God.
Right.
And it opened the heaven. It sent angels. It provided miracles. You know, and the same God responds today to praise.
Exactly.
Have a heaven shake.
He does. Isn't that amazing?
That
power of praise, God has put it on the inside of us.
He's put it on the inside
of us. The sound of eternity, the sound of the glory. And when we let it out, we're releasing that glory manifestation to come.
You know, Joshua, I remember my first big financial project for believing for a larger conference.
Right.
And when we first started the conference, we started with a certain level of vision that God downloaded to us.
Sure.
We said yes to God, and we looked at the budget, and it was like, I think it was $30,000, which for us was a lot of money at the time.
Sure.
And I said, okay, I think we can do this. You know, it's the biggest one we've done so far, but we can do it, you know. And so our board approved it and that. But as we started working on the conference, the budget swelled, because God started adding things that he didn't initially tell us to do,
right?
And he said, I'd like you to do this, and I'd like you to do that. The other thing he told us not to do was take registration fees. So we had no way of knowing how many people were even going to come, let alone how much we could budget for some of the practical things that it takes to, because conferences are very costly.
Very expensive.
To host. And so by the time we finished, we had a budget of $250,000 for this conference, and we didn't have a clue who was coming,
right?
And I was scared. I'd never believed. So Ron and I, we had a house in Kelowna, and we thought, well, the house is worth just under $200,000, so that could cover a lot of it. If something happened, we could give the house up for it.
Right.
And then we could probably get enough in offerings maybe for the rest of it. But I thought, oh, if it does, you know, you think all these negative thoughts, right?
Sure.
But I said, okay, well, we'll put our house up for it. If we need the house, we'll use the house. We'll sell the house and use the money to pay the bills or whatever. But I wanted to give God what he was looking for. So I would go in waves of fear. But every time I would, God would remind me of his faithfulness in the scripture promises, and they said, just praise me. Just praise me.
Wow.
So when I would praise him, the fear would go. I can't say I honestly had the full release of faith yet, but the fear would go.
Right.
And so then I had that clear air. Well, then, just 3 weeks before the conference, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge, and he said, there's going to be more people attend than what can fit in the church. So the church fit over 2,000 people.
Right.
And he says, there's going to be more. And I saw all these angry people not being able to get in. I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? You know? And so he told us to have this big tent outside. And so we did all that. And he showed us how to, which added more to the budget.
Sure.
But anyways, we launched into this, no registration fees, no visible means of support. And on the last day, I fell into fear again. And he said, just praise me. Praise me for the victory. So we praised him for the victory, got peace in our heart, and that's when the real spirit of faith came in. I knew that I knew that I knew that it was going to be met until the last night. We were coming into our last service, and I was short $100,000. After 5 days of meetings, $150,000 had come in, but I was short $100,000. And one of our intercessors saw the heaven open and money coming out of the heavens.
That's amazing.
So I just went into praise. I said, praise you, Lord. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm believing for a miracle. The heavens are going to open. It's going to fall on us. I praise you, Jesus. And we just praised him for that, right? Do you know what happened? as we started worshiping, and it was Don and Christine Potter were up there, and they started, you know, praising on a certain song. We're all in praise.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the young people started throwing money up on the platform. And
it's
then
amazing.
There's a balcony around the upper part of the church. People started throwing money. It started floating down like rain.
Like what
it was
you
raining
saw.
Down from heaven,
right,
literally.
Right.
But it was during praise, and it was because of praise.
Right.
And when we counted up everything in that conference at the end, it all came to exactly, almost to the penny, to $250,000.
Wow. It's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
I love those kinds of testimonies.
Praise.
Because our praise always brings us into our destiny in God. If we'll let God give us the praise, then in that praise comes the miracles, comes the provision, comes everything that we need.
And this God that we are praising loves you. This God that we are praising is able to break through for you too in any area. We have seen it over the years, the faithfulness of God, but praise causes you to focus on His greatness. And when you connect into His greatness, the greatness of the power comes into your life and totally changes the atmosphere from one degree of glory to another.
Right now, I'm seeing a...
I see that someone's been suffering with an ailment. It looks like a long-term thing. It might be like that it's affecting your immune system. It's like a some kind of a deficiency that's in your system that's making you very tired. In fact, you've been taking time off work and you're on some kind of a disability payment schedule. And it's like you're so discouraged. It's like the spirit of discouragement and depression has gripped you because of this infirmity. I believe that God's saying He's giving you a key in your heart and in your mouth, the key of praise. Let the praise rise up in your heart and you say, I've got nothing to praise Him for. And it's like He says, that's a lie. And call it for what it is. It's a lie. And start praising Him according to the truth. Praise Him for a new body. Praise Him for the healing. Praise Him for the breakthrough. Praise Him for your bright future. Praise Him for the miracle. Praise Him for the release of the glory. Praise Him for the angels. Praise Him for the heaven being opened over your life. Praise Him for the joy that you're going to feel. Praise Him for the financial breakthrough. Praise Him for that stack of bills to dissolve. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. And in fact, even as I'm giving you some exhortation to praise, I'm just getting blasted myself. Praise changes the atmosphere, and praise will change your condition.
Right now, I'm seeing several people that your marriage has just looked like things are falling apart and it's just not working out, and you've been seeing a lot of negativity in your spouse, and just there's been a lot of problems. But I hear God saying praise changes the atmosphere. Not only does God want you to praise Him and give Him the loudest praise, but I believe God's even speaking into some marriages and saying, instead of looking for the problems, just begin to praise. When you look at your spouse, begin to give praise for the good things instead of the bad things. And I believe there's going to be a lot of reversals, a lot of changes in the marriages. God has called you for happiness. God has called you for success. God is wanting to bless your marriage. Just let your praise change the atmosphere in your home. Let the praise change the atmosphere in your relationship. Let the praise change the atmosphere and bring you into the miracle realm. Some of you, you're watching it and people have said your marriage has no hope. God's got a miracle for your marriage. Believe God and praise to change the atmosphere.
It's really important that you focus on the blessings of God right now, because I see that there's someone who's been going through a very negative time in your life. It's like things are falling like dominoes all around you, and you are in a negative framework where all you can see is all the bad stuff. But God wants you to start making a list of all the blessings, all the good things, and then praising Him for those things. Praising Him for the good things He's done in the past, and start dreaming about your future and think of only the good, because you're in such a negative space right now that you're actually creating a cycle of curse instead of a cycle of blessing. But you can praise your way right out of the cycle of curse and create your cycle of blessing by praising Him. So write down the blessings. Focus on the blessings, praise Him for the blessings, and you'll praise your way right into an amazing breakthrough.
Right now, I'm hearing the names Kevin and Christy. I believe you're a married couple. And Christy, you've recently lost your job, and you've been wondering where the provision's going to come in and how you're going to get another job, especially with the way that the workforce looks right now and the opportunities that are around you look very dim. But I believe your praise is going to change the atmosphere. Just begin to sing a song to God. Just begin to release a new praise, a new sound of faith. God's causing you to walk into a new dimension of faith like never before. Christy, just begin to release that praise, and you're going to find an opportunity come to you, a new job, a better job with better pay. God is wanting to bless your family, not cause it to diminish, but God wants to bless both you, Christy, and Kevin. God's going to bless you. Let your praise change the atmosphere.
When I go through a time of warfare or battle, one of the things that oftentimes comes to my mind is this thought, Patricia, as soon as I find that little praise, you know, sometimes when you're in a big oppression, you can't find your praise. It just feels all negative, like a negative atmosphere. But if you can just look deep within and find your praise and start to praise Jesus, just let it, force it out of your mouth if you have to. Make yourself praise the Lord 10 times or something like that. And all of a sudden, it'll start to lift. And some of you right now, as you're watching this, you just have to look deep, find that praise, and start to just praise you, Jesus. I found my praise. Praise you, Jesus. I found my praise. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. And just continue. And as you find that praise, things are going to break for you.
A woman that you've got blonde hair, and I can see that you're wearing a pink t-shirt. And right now I want to tell you just to begin praising, because your praise is changing the atmosphere. Recently, you've broken your wrist, and the doctor said it wasn't real good. It's going to take a while to heal. But even in the middle of your praise right now, I believe that God's coming on you right now by the power of His glory that's coming in your praise, and your wrist is being healed. It's going to be a miracle to the doctors. It's going to be a miracle to those that are around you. Just begin to praise. Just let that atmosphere be changed all around you. Even the atmosphere in your physical body, it can be changed as your praise changes the atmosphere.
I want to give a special greeting to our Breaker Team partners and to our web church members. God bless you, and thank you so much for, well, just being family. And for all of you, let your voices be lifted up in praise like never before, because that praise is going to change the atmosphere around your life. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.